Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, we want to welcome you to Mamas on the Move. This is a new podcast presented by myself, Brandi Hunter Lewis,
and me, Keisha Johnson,
where we will be frank about our lives as busy moms and professionals. So we decided to do this podcast because we noticed how attentive people were to our lives that we present on social media. People are always commenting and wanting more, just more of us as far as how we present ourselves and our children, how we balance being entrepreneurs and a single mother. Well, I was a single mother, but now I'm married. So balancing marriage and work life and children and clients and listings and frustrations and all of that. So we are here to share all of that with you.
Yes. And our mission is to inspire, uplift, and guide other mamas as we navigate and strive for balance on this journey of raising children, marriage, for B, I'm still single, and relationships, running businesses, and staying connected socially, and also being in tune with our physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. I'm really working on that physical part all the time. I start a new diet every Monday, but I digress. So
we are works in progress, okay?
Right.
So here's a little bit more about us. So I'll start off. For those that don't know, again, my name is Brandi Hunter Lewis. I'm originally from Chicago. I'm going to say the Midwest because I was raised in three places. Born in Chicago, raised in Gary, Indiana, and I went to high school in Minneapolis, so I claim all three. Played basketball, and I got recruited, so went down to the good old University of Georgia, go Dogs, and graduated, played college ball there, and fell in love with the South. So I knew that Georgia, or Atlanta specifically, would always be the place where I would reside. I just really fell in love with just how hospitable it was, of course, the weather, and hospitable people were, and the weather, and just the whole culture itself, I just fell in love with. So, so went to UGA, met my first husband there, started a family, and we ended up finding our way moving to Chicago. A tragedy actually ended up causing me to leave Chicago to move back to Atlanta. And this is where I've been raising my children ever since. I have three amazing children. Jaden, my oldest son, is a freshman at University of Georgia, where he is playing football there. Well, I'm sorry, he's now a sophomore, a rising sophomore. And I have Chase, who is a senior at Westlake High School. And I have Dylan, who is also a freshman at Westlake High School. And I am married. My husband's name is Ryan. And we have pretty much a basketball team with all of our children together, because between the two of us, we have a tribe.
Yep.
So we are pretty busy. We are very busy. So I'm also a real estate agent, which is how Keisha and I met. And we'll get into that a little bit later. But yeah, I'm also a realtor and I've grown a successful business here in Atlanta. So so that is a little bit about me. And I will now let Keisha tell a little bit about her.
Well, geez, coming behind that, I don't feel like I have a whole lot to talk about.
Oh, no, honey,
about.
You do.
But
you do.
Anyway, my name is Keisha Jones-Johnson. I'm born and raised here in Atlanta. And
ATL shouting.
That's exactly right. Zone 4, to be exact. But anyway, and I have one son. I graduated from Northside High School. It's now North Atlanta, but the last year I was there in 89, it was Northside High School. I was part of the M2M program, so although I was born and raised in Southwest Atlanta, we took the bus to the north side of town, and that's where I was educated in elementary, middle, and high school. And from there, I went by West Georgia College. It now is University of West Georgia, but I say I went by because I was on academic probation after the first 7 or 8, well, whatever, how semesters go, 6 months, something like, see, that show you how long I was there, how long I was there. But anyway, I was on academic probation, so I came home that summer, and then I went back one more semester, and my daddy just told me, come on home. I was just wasting my mama's money. So I went from there to the Army. Did you know I went to the Army?
I did.
Okay, so I was in the Army. I made it through basic training, and then I did not get along well with my lieutenant in the reserve, so I had got kind of kicked out a little bit, but I got an honorary discharge, honorable, on my DD-214. For those of you in the military, you know what I'm talking about. So at any rate, so from there, I just had a whole bunch of different corporate jobs, and one day I was riding down the street. But at that time, that's when the Olympics came to Atlanta, so they started this whole HOV lane thing. That was new. Okay, because it was not like that before. And I got on the HOV ramp by myself. I mean, I did know it was an HOV ramp, but I didn't feel like going all the way around the block. So that's why I did that. And then that's how I met my husband. And we went on to have a little boy, DJ. That's my son, who is now a rising junior at school to be named later, because I'm still on the fence. But he's been at Our Lady of Mercy. And I just have one. That's why I said coming behind B. It's like, woo, I don't really have that much going on. And he loves baseball. I am also a realtor. I've been licensed for 17 years here in Atlanta. And B and I get more into that later about how we actually met, because that's what kind of brought us together. And that's kind of it. Like I told you, coming behind you, I feel like I haven't done enough.
No, stop that, please. Honey, just all that is going to be revealed, because there are a lot of different layers to the both of us. Of course, we can't just let everything out in this first episode, but as we move on, you'll definitely get to see more of those layers, and we're excited to share with you guys, because we both decided that, you know, it was time. It was time.
Yeah, because we talked about this for some years.
Yeah.
And we just didn't know which format we were going to use. But right. We just knew we knew that God was going to use us, and we needed to do what we're doing.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't know the platform. And then finally, this just kind of came together. And we said, we about to run with this.
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to run with this thing.
So I think we should talk about how we met. Right, Keish?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like to hear you tell this story.
Okay, so we met in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
When did you move to Atlanta?
I moved here 2006.
Right, because you had been here like a little over a year.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2007, I went to an agent luncheon. For those who are not in real estate, typically every Tuesday, an agent will have what they call a caravan. And that's where you bring agents together to show them your new listing. This happened to be in a subdivision. It was called Les Jardines over in South Fulton, Atlanta. Most of the realtors in Atlanta area who were realtors back then will be familiar with Les Jardines, because they had all this hype behind it. They had this amazing marketing. Remember they was all riding around in Range Rovers?
Oh my God, it was amazing.
It was amazing.
I was sold just on that.
Just on that. I was like, plus I wanted to work over there. I was like, I want a Range Rover, you know? But anyway, so I walk into the luncheon and I see this beautiful, tall girl. And quite frankly, I was trying to figure out who the heifer was, because I was the queen bee pretty much at that time. In real estate, I was at the top of my game.
And she was. No, Annie is. Excuse
and so,
me.
You know, I saw her, and I mean, in a room full of realtors, and I have never done this, because I'm not always the most friendly person, probably.
Not always? Okay. We'll run with that.
But, you know, so it was interesting. She intrigued me because I was trying to figure out who she was. Really, it was nosy, and she was super fly and tall because I'm tall. So I don't see a lot of really tall women. You're like, what, six?
I'm 6 feet.
She's 6 feet.
We're both 6 footers.
Yeah. So, you know, to see her, I was like, okay. So I walked up and introduced myself, basically trying to figure out who she was. And we were at lunch a week later.
A week later,
mm-hmm. We were at lunch. I had then decided to move to a company at the time called Paces Fair Realty. That's when new construction was really hot. And that company was going to merge, you know, like have a whole lot of new construction projects because of the people who were backing it. And so I, again, something I have never done. And she was a new agent, pretty much new.
Practically, yeah.
Yeah. And I asked her to come work with me over at the new company. And she did. Like, we didn't even know each other.
Like, it sounded good. I'm like, okay.
Right. So, you know, and that's one of the things I love about B. She's one of those. She always sees the glass half full. She doesn't mind stepping out of her comfort zone. And that's why our relationship, I think, works. We have that kind of balance because I can be negative. I can be nervous. I can be sometimes. So she kind of gives me that balance. But anyway, we worked together over there. I kind of took Brandy under my wing. And I think I will say I taught you some things.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? But that's how we met. And again, it was really out for me trying to figure out who she was and all up in my space.
Like, who is this?
Right. This. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's her version, and she pretty much kind of summed it up because I was relatively new. You know, when I first moved here, of course, as a realtor, as an entrepreneur, you are building pretty much from the ground up. And so I just got my license in Chicago in 2005, moved here in 2006, didn't have a lot of experience. And to see someone who is at the top of their game, she was so sharp, she was so polished, and she was just impressive, you know? So I'm like, ooh, okay. I got a little bit going on, but I don't mind getting on board with what she has going on because she was so well put together. I remember going to a walkthrough with her at a subdivision that she allowed me to partner with her on the gates of Stone Lake. And we went to a walkthrough, and to watch her do this walkthrough with such professionalism, and she was so detailed. And I mean, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, this is how it should be done. You know, like I was just glad to be there,
you know, thank you.
I know, right? I mean, if I haven't told you already, I'm like, you really, really, really impressed me. And you kind of set the bar for me on what a professional in this industry should look like, you know? So for me, that was like, wow, that was big. That was big. Because in that moment, I was like, okay, I got to step my game up. You know, you can't, and with my network and with the sphere of influence that I had, and like, this is the level of service that people should expect, you know, or people should get.
Right.
So that's why it was so important for me. Like, I mean, it was an opportunity, and she looked at me in a certain way, but I'm like, I looked at her in awe, like, this is, I'm happy to be here. Yeah. So that was great. And I'll touch on that lunch meeting, because when we had lunch, we realized we connected in so many ways, you know. So we had lunch and we started talking about real estate, but real estate led into our personal lives. Mm-hmm. And I shared with her that the reason why I had even picked up and moved to from Chicago to Atlanta was because I had lost my husband in 2004. And I needed to do a career that would allow me some flexibility with my three young children. They were 4, 3, and 1 at the time when he passed. And, you know, in real estate, just kind of made sense. I was coming from the corporate world. I had a 9-to-6 sales job in Chicago. And that was not conducive to me raising small children. So real estate just seemed like an excellent opportunity for me to start a business and use the sales and the training that I had learned from that industry and take it into this field. So we talked about that, and I, you know, I'd shared with her that I lost my husband, and she was so, you know, just,
I couldn't believe it. I just was so blown away. I mean, she was so young, and I, because you were still wearing your wedding ring at the time.
Yeah.
And so, And so I was so just, I couldn't believe it. And I share it with her. And that's what I think was just like an aha moment. Well, no, that really wasn't the aha moment. When Brandy shared with me about her husband, I shared with her about my parents. And a lot of people, some people know, a lot of people don't. But I lost my mom. My mom was 50 when she died. And it was tragic. And so we shared in tragedy, I think. Neither one of us, you know, it was unexpected losses. So we kind of talked about that. And I remember when B told me she had lost her husband, I said, oh my God, my world was rocked when I lost my mom. And the way I lost my mom, I said, but you losing your husband, like, I couldn't imagine not having Daryl. He's my best friend. He's everything. You know what I mean? So I left there feeling sad for her, but so happy that I would never want to experience that.
Right. So you guys, so from that moment, clearly, we had a connection, and we connected on many different levels. And we went on to, you know, this was 2000, I think we said 2007, right?
2007.
So that was, anybody who's familiar with the real estate industry or market, you know that that was when our market crashed.
Yep.
Right?
2008,
so I had joined Keisha to partner with her on these new construction opportunities, but that was, which were all great. They were going to be phenomenal. However, the market crashed.
In 2008.
Yep. So, you know, how long was it before we decided to kind of shift gears?
And I think we were there for like a year and like maybe about 15, 16 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. About 16 months.
So and almost then, a year and a half.
Yeah. Things kind of. Yeah.
And so, so we, although, you know, those projects didn't take off, we mm-hmm. still worked together in mm-hmm. a pretty big capacity because mm-hmm. we were partners. And, mm-hmm. you know, like I said, I learned a tremendous amount of just knowledge and just insight and everything from her. So even though it was short lived, we at that point understood that our meeting, our encounter was not just, even though we weren't going to work together anymore,
right.
We knew it was bigger than that. And
I don't know. I don't know if I knew then it was bigger than that.
No, but
I think, well, we had a connection beyond real estate.
We did.
Because we had boys.
Yeah, we had boys and we had friends. Yeah,
right,
we were friends. We were generally friends.
We became friends. And then, you know, our boys, you know, actually that's how DJ ended up playing baseball.
Yeah.
DJ started playing baseball when he was 5, thanks to Brandy. And she was like, just bring him out, because she has 3 athletes and she'll tell you more about her kids. But I was like, okay, so we were just thinking a little rec ball. Here I am 12 years later.
still in the game.
And I'm still in the game and burning up sitting outside while Brandy's in the coolness of a gym. But anyway, so I think when we fast forward to October 2008, when I actually ended up, you know, the very thing I said I could never imagine going through, ended up going through. I lost my husband. And so I remember that morning, you know, of course, my husband was a police officer. So it was just news media. It was just crazy. And I remember Brandy calling me, and I really didn't even know who it was because she was crying. And she was just like, I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I mean, because I didn't call you.
So no, she didn't call me. It happened the wee hours of the morning,
right.
Night. And I woke up that morning and I'm getting the kids ready for school and I had the news on. So I turn around and I see Daryl's picture on the news. And I'm like, why is Daryl on the news? Mm-hmm. So when they said what happened, I just was in complete shock. And I was sobbing uncontrollably. I'm like, this is not happening. This is crazy. So I called Keisha. Of course, I called her and she couldn't even understand what I was saying. So we hung up and I just rushed to her house and
been there ever since. I think even then I was in such a you know, I was shocked is the only thing I could say. That is when I knew that our meeting was not happenstance. Like, you know, after I was able to get my mind kind of settled on that, like I knew God had put this person in my life a little over a year ahead of time because he knew I was going to walk the same walk, go through the same journey she had been on. And, you know, I had I had great support, but it's nothing like someone who's actually gone through that exact thing. That is, Brandy is the person that truly let me know I could get to the other side of it, because losing a spouse, I've lost my mom and my dad now too, and then my husband. Well, I lost my husband before my dad, but anyway, sometimes I get like, woof. It's just a different kind of loss. I mean, you know, my mother's whole way she died probably rocked me to the core more than the idea of, because, you know, I don't want to say our parents are supposed to die before us, but kind of sort of that's what we raise. You're not supposed to bury your children. That's what I, that's, you know, and so when people do, my heart breaks for them. But losing my mom, but my husband, that one took me out. I almost didn't make it. And so I always say that if it were not for Brandy, and particularly one night, we'll talk about that another day. I just don't know if I would have made it through. So I know I've told you that, but you know, I love you and I appreciate you that for, because I know it's not, I went through a lot of phases from that. And it wasn't always easy to be my friend in that time. So anyway.
Well, I'll say this. I knew without, because when my husband passed, when I was 29, I had no one that I could relate to. Like, mm-hmm. you know, of course, you know, you always hear about older women losing their husbands and,
right.
you know, but I had no one in my sphere, in my, you know, that I could talk to say, you know, who really knew how I felt, mm-hmm. you know? So it was a lonely space to be in. It really was. And, excuse me. And then to have people that are close to you who mean well, you know,
right.
and want to sympathize with you, but it's still like they just don't get it.
They don't get it.
They don't get it.
And they say things that they don't realize. They think, like you said, they think they're being helpful. Like I had so many people to say to me, they understood what I was going through because they had been divorced.
Yeah.
And it was flat out offensive to me. But I know they were coming from a good space. But in that time and in that moment where I was, I couldn't see it. I was pissed. Like, how dare you compare your divorce to my husband going to work and just never coming back? And right. I got to tell this baby, I got to tell our son that. It was just unbelievable. And
So I knew I had to be there for her. It wasn't even a question. It wasn't like, I knew that, like, just Keisha, what Keisha just said is so on point. Like, this is the reason why God put me in her life. And vice versa, because it hasn't just been one sided. Trust me, we have been there for each other. Keisha is a great friend. Like, I just saw this post on Instagram the other day where it mentioned about, you know, you always got to have that one friend who's going to tell you like it is, you know, who's not afraid to tell you like it is. And I'm like, everyone who is close friends with Keisha, like, that is her. She is going to tell you like it is. And you need that. And I'm grateful just for the courage that she sometimes gives me, because that ain't always easy. You know, it's not always easy. So that's how we met. That's how we met. I know Keisha always gets on me about fly the plane already, Brandy.
Right. No, land the plane. You can land the plane. Airport 20 minutes. We got to land this plane now.
We have finally landed the plane. Okay.
Right.
That is how we met.
Yeah.
All right.
So why did you decide to become a realtor?
So why I became a realtor, I touched on it a little bit, but I have to share this story and I'll make it brief. But after I lost my husband, I as I mentioned, I was working a corporate job, so I had to do something that would allow me some more flexibility. And it's so crazy because it's crazy what you find inspiration in, right? I was in a grocery store in Chicago, hadn't yet decided I was going to make the leap, take the leap of faith and move, but I was in line and there was a Ebony magazine. So I just decided to pick up the magazine and started reading it. And I flipped to a page and there was an article about a realtor here in Atlanta, top realtor here in Atlanta. And she was standing in front of a high-end subdivision, had her arms folded, and she was beautiful. And the homes that she was standing in front of were absolutely beautiful. So I'm like, oh man, this is, let me read this article. So as I began to read the article, it talked about her being a single mother in Atlanta and she was doing her thing. And I'm like, wow. I said,
And she was from Chicago.
And I said, you know what? That's going to be me. I said, I'm going to pack my bags up, me and these babies. We are going to move to Atlanta, and I'm going to sell high-end real estate in Atlanta, Georgia.
And the ironic part about that, too, you know, did you know that I was her assistant for my first 6 months in the business?
You told me that.
So that's, again, another
way that we're connected.
Yeah.
You know, so that was the piece for me that gave me, it was just motivation for me. It was inspiration. It was motivation. I'm like, you know what? If she can do it, I can do it. And so that visual has always stuck with me. Her name was Venice Brinkley Walker. So anybody who is in the Atlanta area, you know Venice, honey.
Yeah.
But she is, I've told her, I've shared the story with her, and we laugh about it. We got to co-op together for the first time last year. And it was just a great full circle moment to be able to share that experience with her, knowing that, like, you are really part of the reason why I'm in Atlanta doing this.
Right.
So that is why I decided. Why and when I decided was back. I got licensed in Chicago in 2005, and then came here in 2006 and hit the ground running. So that was why I decided to become a realtor.
Well, again, Brandy's story is a lot more...
this is like everything about life. I just be kind of falling into it and whatnot. So meanwhile, back at the ranch, the reason I became a realtor is because, hell, it wasn't nothing left for me to do. I had been a police officer, got kicked out of the academy. I mean, the army. What kind of sort of got kicked out? I was nicely asked to leave. Remember, I told you I had an honorable discharge. And then... I had every corporate job. I could always get the job. If I got the interview, I got the job. And I had some good jobs, too. For those of you who have downloaded my book, you have your license now. What link on my Instagram page at eyelidsluxury.com.
Okay.
Plug. But you know that I had a lot of jobs. And so my brother, who had been gotten married and moved to Birmingham, told me he owned a mortgage company. And he told me for like 3 years, you would be a great real estate agent. He was like, I just think you had a personality. And I was like, listen, man, I need my money on the 1st and 15th. And I just felt like I had put my husband through enough because he didn't know how unstable I was. I tricked his ass. I did a bait switch.
He loved
switch,
you. Girl. So
yeah,
he
loved my craziness. Girl, I remember one time I was at South Lake Mall and I had bought, it was very popular weight loss pills. I can't remember. They used to be on TV at night and everything, but you could get them. They had a money back guarantee. So we were at South Lake Mall and I was trying to get my money back on like the 29th day. And the girl was like on the phone. She was being rude. She really wouldn't like acknowledge my presence. And then she was like, well, you're going to have to call corporate Monday and something. I was like, it's a 30-day money back guarantee. I'm showing you the receipt. Or maybe I didn't have a receipt. Maybe that was the problem. But I was going to get my money back for these pills because they weren't working. Just like the ones I've been taking, they ain't working. Maybe it's I'm the one who's not working. But anyway, I digress. So she would not get my money back. Honey, before I knew, I had one leg up on that counter. Daryl was at another store. He said he knew when he saw the security running that way, he knew it was me. He was like, I just knew. So anyway, he told the officers that I had not taken my meds, that they just let him take me home.
No, that's love.
You know what
that's
I'm saying? He's just like, this, my wife is back. But anyway, So anyway, when I became a realtor, I kind of stumbled into it because I had gotten fired from Norfolk Southern. That was a good job, too. And I used to work the night shift. And I remember I was going to work. I went to work. They was like, Miss Johnson, we need to talk to you. And I had gotten into it with one of the other people at work. And so he had seniority. And so anyway, I got fired. Well, they told me I could resign. I said, well, I'll resign. Same difference. But anyway, so I ended up going back home. And Daryl was like, why are you back here? Like, you know, so
here we are again.
So anyway, I'm going to land the plane. So my brother one day, he said, I'm going to send you something. So he sent me a check. And in the memo, he said, for real estate school only. Mm. And I said, well, if he's going to pay for it, hell, I'll go. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did everything else. I went to appraisal school, court reporting school, went by West Georgia. So I went to real estate school. And that's how I ended up becoming a realtor.
And the rest is history.
And the rest is history.
17 years later.
17 years later.
That's all right. Not many people can say that they've been in one industry for 17
Especially
years.
Especially me, because I changed. I remember one year I had so many 1099s. Yeah, I had jobs I didn't even know I worked. I mean, it was just like, W-2s. Is that what they call them when you work for somebody? Mm-hmm. W-2s. So I was like, yeah. So that's how I ended up becoming a realtor. And I think because I had early success, which is another reason why I wanted to kind of touch on that when I wrote the book, is that when you get early success, you tend to be motivated to stay. And when I sold those first two homes in like the first couple of months, that motivated me. And I was like, I think I finally found what I'm supposed to do.
Mm.
Yeah, that's it. That's how I became a realtor.
Well, that's great because we both have different stories, but you know, we finally landed the plane and here we are and we're still realtors and we're still on top of our game. Mm-hmm. And now we've decided to add this element to our life, the podcast. So, Keisha, let's talk about why we felt the need to come together to do this.
Well, kind of like we said earlier, because of our stories and the similarities of what we've been through, social media really showed me that there's a need. I mean, we're just being ourselves on social media. Like, you know, when I start talking and sharing stuff about DJ or whatever, I started getting more and more inquiries, like people saying, well, you didn't come back and tell us what happened with something. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, this is my life. This ain't no episode of Good Times. But I realized that people need motivation. People need to know they can get on the other side. Life is hard. Yeah. And it can really chew you up and spit you out. And if you don't have a strong faith foundation and great people around you, it can be quite challenging. Yeah. Even when you have all of that.
Right.
So I think for Brandy and I, we knew we had a responsibility to a degree to use
you know, the platforms that we've kind of grown through social media. And because God has, you know, his grace has carried us. And so I think because of that, we just felt a responsibility to kind of share, to help other people get on the other side. That's what I would say.
No, that's accurate. You know, we have tossed this idea around for so long, you know, and timing is everything. Timing is everything. So we would get frustrated by our inability to just kind of put it in action.
Right.
But now is the time. And I feel we both are at a place in our lives where, you know, trust me, this balancing act, I don't know that it ever gets like that you ever have complete control over, because it's still, it's something you have to learn to manage and balance every single day.
Right.
And it's not easy. It's not easy.
I mean, I've been on the phone with Brandy at 5:36 in the morning. I can't do this. I don't know what else to do DJ, he's working my nerve. Like, you know, clients, I mean, you know, when Daryl first passed, I left the business for a few years, actually about three and a half, maybe years. And I remember B would reach out to me about different stuff she had going on in real estate even then. I'm like, I ain't really working right now. But, you know, but I mean, we just have always been there for each other, and finding that balance, it is not easy.
Yeah.
I mean, I was on one the other day. Like, between baseball and being on the road with DJ and working, and it's hard.
It's hard. And by the grace of God, I look at how we're still able to be as supportive as we are with our sons.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that is not, listen, these boys are active, okay? They are always at tournaments. They are always at, you know, on the road, traveling, you know, to one state to the next. And it is a commitment. It is a huge sacrifice.
Commitment.
Yeah. So trust me, like, you are not only, you're there for them, but you're also away from your business.
Yes.
So, you know, but we are still able to sustain thriving businesses while we're still able to be there to support our children, because that is our priority.
Absolutely.
You know, our families are our priority. So that's not, you know, we kind of make it look easy, but it's not necessarily easy.
No.
You know, it's not necessarily easy.
And so, I think that's another thing we want to share with this, because social media, it's all smoke and mirrors a lot of times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that, you know, we have to do our share of smoke and mirrors too, because that's, you know, our clients want positivity and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I think with the podcast, you guys will really get to see, you think you see us real on Insta Story, but with this podcast, you're really going to get to know us more intimately in terms of our lives and how we handle it all. And, you know, B is now married, but I'm still out here in the crazy world of dating. And y'all, my other sisters just out here singing, you know, it ain't nothing nice. So, you know, we'll be talking about that kind of stuff too. But anyway.
So, yeah. So, and I think what we want to accomplish by this podcast, by starting this podcast, is to give, one, women hope. I think we both have overcome some tremendous L's, like some losses. Ooh. That a lot of people haven't been able to recover from.
Right.
So, you know, one, like, if you can find inspiration in us and what we're doing and how we've overcome and how we still are. Now, the journey has not ended, you know, so it's like,
right,
we're still on this journey of trying to balance everything that's going on in our lives. But I think I can speak for Keisha by saying that God has really, truly blessed
us.
And that's why we feel obligated to pour into other women who were in some
poor,
really dark,
or poor,
poor, poor. Poor, what did I say?
Poor is poor.
Poor, excuse me. I'm from Gary, Indiana, so let me make that clear. I may stumble on some words or, you know, add a little twang, because I'm from Gary, and, well, Gary in Chicago, and we have our own little distinct dialect that may come out on occasion, okay?
I feel you.
So can I apologize in advance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you going to correct me every time I say a word?
Not every time, but poor and poor. I just wanted to make sure people knew we weren't saying.
But I guarantee you, it's the people out there that say poor.
When they mean to say pour, to pour into others?
Pour into others.
No, B, I'm not going to let you have that one.
What? Say it for me so I know how to say it.
Pour into others.
Pour. So not pour. It's P-O-U-R. Pour.
P-O-U-R is poor. P-O-O-R is poor. And I don't even want that word in this, the energy,
you know,
of that
what?
Word in this room. I'm already over here late on some stuff, so I don't need no. Just to be 100.
Okay, we're going to keep it 100.
Okay.
Pour into others. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So that is what we want to accomplish. We want to pour into other women. We want to pour into other women. And we want to inspire and to uplift and to let y'all know that you can get on the other side. And you know, I think we both have had such dark times that, you know, in those moments, trust me, we would not have been able to do any of this. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. And that's part of why we are doing this.
I agree.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yep.
Yep. Everything be said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we call ourselves mamas on the move because we know how challenging it can be to manage motherhood and work and entrepreneurship, which is why we want to acknowledge all of our self-proclaimed mamas on the move. So part of our segment, you know, these podcasts is, you know, we're going to do what we do and share our lives and all that good stuff. But we also want to acknowledge those mothers that are out here doing it. So we're going to ask that you all send us, if you feel you want to be recognized as being a mama on the move, which, you know, as we said, is our mission. Any mothers who are out there doing it at a high level, which you are making your children and your family and your husbands a priority. You are also doing your best to master this work-life balance and just trying to keep it all together. So if you want to be highlighted, we want to highlight you.
Right.
So if you can send us an email to wearemamasonthemove@gmail.com. That's wearemamas, and that's M-A-M-A-S, @gmail.com. Let us know your name, where you live, how old your kids are, and what you do for work. And we want to show you some love because I think that is so important for us to recognize each other and uplift each other. Like, that's, we need that.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you agree, Keisha?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Definitely. To because like I said, it's not easy. So when you have other women that you can relate to,
yeah.
Because sometimes I think when you're on social media and you see the celebrities and you see the people who have, you know, endless amounts of access to money and all that kind of stuff, it looks like it's not doable. It's not real. They're able to be successful because they have access. But, you know, you also have mothers who are just getting up every day, making it happen, who go to work 9 to 5.
That's
who,
right.
You know, or stay at home moms. I think it's probably one of the hardest jobs ever. I could not, I mean, I swear to God, I thought about homeschooling DJ, but I was like, whose home am I going to send him to? Because he sure as hell can't stay here. So, you know, it's like, I just cannot imagine.
I can't be in this house with you all day.
Right, I cannot. Sorry. I mean, us being in a hotel the last 3 out of 4 weeks together has been challenging.
Yes.
So, you know, with baseball tournaments. But yes, so yes, we want to give you ladies shout outs because that is a big part of why we are here.
Yes, indeed. So, ladies, I think we've covered what we need to what we have needed to cover in our first podcast, and I'm excited.
Me too. I am so excited, and we really appreciate you guys listening in on our introduction episode of Mamas on the Move.
So, until next time,
keep moving, mamas.
That's right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.